This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perakei Mishnah Gimel, Asora Doirois, Minoyach Ad Avram. There are 10 generations from Noach to Avram. Shem, Arpachshad, Shalach, Eva, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nochor, Terach Avram. Loidia, they come to teach us also, where before, Kam Erech Apam, before, how much Hashem is slow to anger. All the doors were causing anger and Vaitamur, getting Hashem upset, Kaviyochol, because of their sins and their avarice. As we know, those generations were full of Avoiv de Avodah Zara. It says by Terach, right? Be'eva Anor, Yoshua, Vosechem, Be'oilom, the Apostle says Yoshua, Yavdu Elhim Acherim, they serve foreign gods. Ad Shabbo Avram, until Avram came, V'kibos Olav Tzchar Kulom, Avram came, and the, as the Rav explains, awesome Maisim Toivim Kegem Mashahoy Roy Shiasim Kulam. He did so many Maisim Toivim. Wow, fascinating. That was Roy for all those generations to do. Avram in his lifetime did all the Maisim Toivim that all those generations were supposed to do. And therefore, everybody was saved. Just like he took on the whole mitzvah, Kenegid Kulam, Kachkiba Balam Abbas is the Rav, Tzchar Kenegid Kulam. Everybody has shtei halakim in this world. We all have two portions in the next world, I should say. Echor beganein and echor gehenim. Everybody has real estate. You know that? Everybody has real estate, double real estate. One in gehenim and one in olam haba. Zocha, if you're zocha and you do the right things and you bring good to the world and you do good, you take your chelek and the chelek of the Rasha, because he abandoned his chelek. He mamish got evicted from his chelek, right? What's the lasha by the world when your house goes, he foreclosed on his property in Olam Haba? So who's taking over that property? Somebody who did well, somebody who did, he amassed a lot of wealth through his Torah mitzvahs, he gets to buy the foreclosure of the Rosh's home in Olam Haba, because everybody has a portion there. And the other way around, the tzaddik who did mitzvahs and Torah mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim, brought good to the world, so he abandoned and foreclosed on his house in Gehenna. Nischayiv, the guy who's the Rasha, he's very into that property. He's into that real estate in Gehenim. So Nischayiv Noitel Chelkoi V'Chelik Chaver B'Gehenim. So says the Gemara Chagir Tazvam Mebeis. Says that's the Rav's Pirush over here. That's why Avram got Schar Kenegad Kulam. As we said, he did Maisim Toivin. She Rosh Yasim Kulam, fascinated. All the Maisim Toivin that they should have been doing. I mean, Avram did so, as we know, Avram's Reboy of Maisim Torah was fascinating. But the fees that was connected, all the Maisim Torah that they should have done. So Avram, in that way, he took over their portion of Olam Haba, and Avram now gets the ganze package, Rabbi Yosef, of all the schar, those doris, 10 doris hand. Rabbi Yosef, fascinating to note, very, very important to note, Rabbi Yosef, that we have to understand that we have to know where we want our real to buy. That's totally in our actions. The more we're involved in Olam Hazeh, Rabbi Yisrael, and we get into Olam Hazeh, we get lost in Olam Hazeh, we lose ourselves in Olam Hazeh. So that means our real estate in Olam Haba has less value. The more we focus on Olam Haba, the more we focus on Torah mitzvahs, the more we focus on doing good and chesed with others, Rabbi Yisrael, that expands our real estate in the next world. Therefore, we have to make that choice. And obviously the person with the seichel has to know that this world's only a corridor. Be smart. That's my world is forever and ever. Much more longer time you're going to spend in that world, I want to say, forever than this 120 years which I'm down here. But much longer up there, so I want to say, it's kedai to invest. It's kedai, it's the right thing. It's the only thing to invest in the real estate of the next world. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.